You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasaire Bradley Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Pastor Lasaire Bradley and the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the good news station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Listen, we have nature in us. We have nature in us that is contrary to the kingdom that we're called to. That's why God gives us a spirit life, so we can overcome that nature. Come on, amen? The issue is not us withdrawing from the world, believing somehow that we can make ourselves more holy by withdrawing from the world and abstaining from everything. That is just crazy. You will abstain yourself into Bolivian. And you will live your life miserable, and you'll never have joy, and you'll never have peace, and you'll wonder why all your Christian friends are having so much fun, and then you'll rationalize it and say, well, the only reason they're having fun is because they're out there sinning. No, it's not. It's because they're enjoying the life that God gave them, called an abundant life. I don't know about you, but I'm one of them abundant Christians. I want to be abundant. I want all the stuff. I want everything that comes with it. I want the benefits. I want the pass card. I want the coupons. I want everything. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's a lot of people. That's what I said. There's a lot of people that have the nature in them to do wrong. That's why God wrote His truth on our heart. They never do wrong, but they still got the nature. That's why you need a heart change. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. You can put a muzzle on a bulldog and keep him from biting, but every time the mailman comes by, he's still going to be able to go. He might not be able to bite, but he won't do. Praise the Lord. Amen. What's inside you is what controls your nature. Come on, nature. Everybody say nature. You don't teach. How many? You don't have to teach a monkey to climb. It's in his nature. You have to teach a dog to bark. It's in his nature. You got to teach a cat to meow. It's in the cat's nature. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody say it's in his nature. You ain't got to teach a pig how to roll around in the mud. You put a, we go out there and some dirt and throw some water on it, put a pig in there. You know what he's going to do? He's going to roll in the mud. Why? Because he's a pig. That's what pigs do. They roll in the mud. All right, we move on. Listen, when Jesus comes to your life, he does not come. Listen, this is important. When Jesus comes in your life, he does not come to modify your behavior. He comes to change your heart. Because if he changes your heart, then your behavior gets modified. Jesus never comes with a bunch of rules. Come on, praise the Lord, amen. He don't do that. He comes to change your heart, give you a new heart. Somebody say, I need a new heart. He comes to be the king over your life and bring you into a new kingdom, a kingdom of power, a kingdom that's opposed to the kingdom of this world. The problem is we just get to the place where we keep living by the kingdom rules of this world and we try to apply them to kingdom life and it don't work. We find ourselves living at a place of frustration because we hear the principles of Jesus, but we keep trying to apply the old life to the same thing. And we end up getting stuck and never living in victory. We saved, but we ain't going nowhere. We saved, but we don't know what abundant life is. Jesus loves us, and we love Jesus, but we spend 5 days out of the week being mad. You don't have to work at being saved. You are saved. You don't have to work at being sanctified. You are sanctified. You don't even have to work at being holy. You're already holy because of what Jesus did. All you got to do is learn how to embrace it by his power. And let it come alive in your life. Praise the Lord. Number two, in the counterculture kingdom, God takes nobodies and turns them into somebodies. God chooses people that have been written off by society and people that have been overlooked, passed over, put down, carried away, and he turns them into something big and mighty and great to do big, great, and mighty things in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. In the King James in Acts chapter 13, it says this, that when the council looked at them guys, he said, these men are ignorant and unlearned. I can't tell you how many times somebody said that about me. You ignorant and unlearned. I said, oh, that's all right. I know who I am. Praise the Lord. That's what they said about him. He said, these men are ignorant and unlearned. They're here they are standing in front of the city council, giving a defense for who they are, where they've been, who they've been hanging out with, and how come they got this dude that was paralyzed at the gate to stand up and start running and leaping and praising God. And they're telling these people in Jerusalem how it all happened. Amen. And they're going, these guys ain't got no training. These guys ain't been to school. These guys don't have an education. These are ignorant and unlearned people. But what they did recognize, the Bible says that they marveled that they had been with Jesus. You want to know how to mess somebody up in the head? Just spend a little bit of time with Jesus. My God, you want to really mess somebody up and they're going to wonder what's going on in your life and how you can get through what you got through, how you overcome what you overcome, how you got joy in the middle of problems. Let me help you right now. Just get with Jesus because people will know when you spend time with Jesus. If you get a little bit of alone time with Jesus and just throw your hands up and give a little bit of worship and talk about how awesome he is and how great he is and spend a little bit of time with Jesus, then everything in your life just begins to settle down and peace will overcome you and joy will have your heart and people will look at you and I say, I don't know why ain't you upset, why ain't you mad, why you been going through what you've been through, and you can just look up and say, I've been hanging out with Jesus, and when I hang out with Jesus, everything's all right. Somebody ought to shout, it's all right with Jesus. It's all right with Jesus. I know you got problems. I know you've been through hell. I know you've been messed up. I know people hurt you. I know your heart's breaking sometimes. I know you walk through loss. I know you've lost money. But spend a little time with Jesus and he'll make it all right. My God. I wonder what would happen tomorrow if just ordinary people learn how to be. See, God specializes in taking people that don't know what's going on in their life, ain't never been able to figure it out, and put power in them to help them be. Be. That's really what this is about. This is about being. It's about being. Touch somebody, say it's about being. It's about being.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. Or if you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Hurricane Irma ripped through the Caribbean, destroying some islands with up to 90% devastation, sustaining 185 mile per hour winds, making it a record-breaking hurricane. It destroyed homes, flooded cities, and killed power to millions of people. Devastating floods affected all of us here in Florida and left many people homeless. We will pray for patience, love, and guidance in this time. In Florida, we're survivors. We will rise up, rebuild, and stand together and become even stronger than we were before. So we're asking you to help us support the hurricane relief effort by texting IRMA to 772-800-2464.
Listen to me, I don't know who's counted you out in your life, but you better hear me. If somebody has counted you out in your life, they don't know how to count. If they think they got you down on the mat and you ain't getting back up, they're disillusioned. Because I got a God who knows how to count. And he declares over your life that you are everything he says you are. And that you can do everything he has set before you. So I wonder if I got anybody here that really believes that today. Because here's what I found out in my life. Is there's a lot of things we know to be true. But there's not a lot of truth manifesting in our life. Because in my experience, it's become very easy to take the truth or revelation from God in my life and say, wow, that's cool. That makes so much sense. I really want that. But never get the courage to apply it. Because applying it requires sacrifice. And our default natural position is we just don't want to give up nothing. But you need to hear me today. If you're going to go up, you're going to have to learn how to give up. If you're going to be, if you're really going to be, then you got to let go of some things in your life that are keeping you who you are. And see, I can't do that for you. I can tell you the truth the way I read the truth. I can communicate to you the way I understand the Bible. And I can pour my heart out to you. But in order for you to be, you got to believe. And you got to do it in faith. Listen, your breakthrough in your life is really just one decision away. Just one. You just got to decide. You got to decide if you've had it. You got to decide if you can't take no more. You got to decide if the pressure of your life is not going to overcome you. You got to decide if the stresses that you're facing cannot mount an attack and take you out. You are one decision away from being. But you got to do that. I can't do that for you. I can just tell you the truth as I see it. And I really believe that this house is a house of truth. And I believe God wants you to be. I believe every individual in this room today, you have a destiny before God that's full of his promises, his glory, avenues for awesome blessing and prosperity. And the simple question from God is just simply, will you be? Will you give me your life for real? Will you do that? We had this conundrum in our life, man, where we just keep thinking that everything's about right and wrong, good and bad. And when we do that, we stay over in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I mean, there was two trees in the garden. One was called the tree of life, and one was called the tree of death. Just two trees, life and death. The one that was death was good and evil. Think about that. The knowledge of good and evil was on the same tree. And so what we do in our human, in this culture, in this human existence that we have, we try to stay in the tree of right and wrong and good and evil. And we always trying to be good, and we get frustrated because we can't always be good. And then we let ourselves down, and then we come under condemnation, and we get under shame, and we feel like throwing our hands up. The whole problem is we're hanging out at the wrong tree. God didn't call you to live at the tree of right and wrong, good and evil. Called you to live at the tree of life. Because it ain't about right and wrong. It's about life and death. And every time we make it about behavior modification, every time we make it about choosing what's right over what's wrong, or choosing what's wrong over what's right, we effectively take ourselves out of God's grace and out of the tree of life, and we position ourselves back over into the tree of death, where frustration and stress and condemnation and shame and guilt all has all that authority in our life every day. And we go to bed at night going, Jesus, I love you and I'm a Christian, but why do I feel this way? And he's saying to you today, I want you to just be. Come over here in life. Get on the tree of life. See, that's really what the counterculture kingdom is really all about. It's about Jesus taking what was once dead and making it alive. The real tree of life looked like this. It was a cross that he died on to give you life. And every time you remain on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you take what he did over here on the tree of life and you minimize its power to overcome in you. Simple stuff, really. We confuse it because we make everything always about what we're going through instead of making it about what's producing life. See, people get this so screwed up. People, it's not about, well, can I have a beer or can't I have a beer? I really don't care. Half the people in here think it's a sin to drink. The other half say, I'm having my two glasses of wine. I don't care what you think. Come on. I mean, let's just be real. Huh? So it's not about the question, can I have a beer or can I not have a beer? That question don't even have anything to do with the tree of life. That question has to do with the knowledge of good and evil. The question you got to ask yourself is everything I'm doing in my life, is it producing death in me or is it producing life in me? If you're doing something that's producing death in you, then stop doing it. Because God don't want you living in the tree of death. If you can sing out in the tree of life and have a Budweiser, more power to you. I don't care. I really don't. Because it ain't about that for me. It's about life and death. Y'all right? That makes sense to you? Now, I'm not giving y'all permission to run down to Circle K and buy a 12-pack. Please don't get me wrong. Okay? It's just an example. You got to work out your own salvation before God. But if you see another Christian drinking a beer, don't go over there. Oh, my God, I can't believe they're drinking a beer. I just can't believe that. Oh, my God. And to get on the phone and gossip to 20 other people. Did you see what they put on their Facebook? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, what are you doing? Let's just clear this up right away on gossip thing, okay? This is what God said. There are six things God hates. The seventh is detestable. Drinking beer ain't one of them. Huh? I'm gonna take you another step. Being gay ain't one of them. But you know what is? A lying, gossiping tongue is. You want to know what God really hates? Somebody stirring up dissension in the brotherhood. You talk about a brother and sister in the church, you better watch your back. Come on, somebody. I ain't trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. You work out your own salvation. But let me help you choose life. Choose life. Come on, touch somebody and say, just be. Look at them and say, I'm not no nobody. I'm a somebody. And I'm living in a counterculture kingdom. Say it, I'm living in a counterculture kingdom. And when I bust myself out into this next realm, I'm going to have all my rewards. Praise the Lord. I know I messed with somebody's theology today. I'm sorry. If I offended you, let me just say this. Bless you in Jesus' name. Forgive me. Do not want to offend anybody. I know it does happen. It ain't my fault. My mama told me I had a big mouth. Sometimes I say too much. But I love you anyway. Be blessed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your truth today. I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for the passion of your heart for us. And I ask you today, Jesus, Lord, lead us by your Spirit and help us to be. Just be. Father, thank you for taking our lives and turning it into something amazing. Thank you for taking us, God, out of our mess, out of our fear. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. If you've been struggling with the what ifs and the fear, I just got a word for you right now. The Lord said, I'm bringing you up out of your fear. It's okay. This is what the Lord says. It's okay to trust me. You don't have to trust. This is for a lady in here today. You don't have to trust your husband. You don't have to trust the job. You don't have to trust this economy. You don't have to trust this government. It's okay to trust me. And here's what the Lord says. I've got you. I didn't bring you this far to drop you. And where you're going is better than where you've been. Just trust me. Trust me. Father, I bind the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. I come against every unholy act, God, that causes us to move into fear. And I thank you, God, for the manifestation of your power in our life today. Father, we give you glory and honor and praise. Lord, everyone that's heard my voice today, Lord, cement the truth in our hearts that you had for us. And let us leave here today equipped better for the purposes of our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Louis Christian students. We are now enrolling in kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy bike. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun.
Such a time.